238. Opening the gates. Jed stepped away from the work crew, put on a wool sweater, and came over to take part in the weightlifting match. Several guys hesitated, but his entrance into the contest was within bounds. When he heard that, Mortimer stepped over and examined the rules without further ado. After reading it word by word, he knew that they were right. Jed, a common worker and non-member of the club, could compete. Mortimer thought of withdrawing from the contest out of protest, but he decided not to. He was the favorite. He was not going to withdraw. Then the contest began. Words fail me to describe how amazed the members were that Jed did so well. With the exception of Mortimer, they were all quite impressed. Mortimer was furious. He knew that with Jed in the contest, he would really have to work at winning. When the final competitors were just Jed and Mortimer, Mortimer could see that Jed was wondering about what he would do with the winning money. "Wishful thinking," he said to Jed, and then Mortimer stood up to lift his weights. He struggled, but he succeeded. Then Jed lifted the same weights with flying colors. He even lifted them with his eyes shut. Mortimer began to get nervous. On the next round, Mortimer lost. Jed was the champion. Jed was the winner. It was within reason that Mortimer would congratulate Jed. He didn't give one sign with respect to Jed. As he left, Mortimer turned and said something to everyone that they would always remember word for word. "With the advent of a commoner winning this competition, you have opened the gates of your own demise." Then Jed said, "With regard to your reputation for sportsmanship, let it be known that you have none."